Yeah, you know what that means. Don't want to let the dogs out this morning. Dr. Ashley Keith is with the Crossroads Veterinary Clinic in Versailles. Hey, good morning, Dr. Keith.
Happy New Year, Jack. How are you?
Happy New Year to you, too. How was your New Year?
Well, nobody in my family was arrested, so it turned out great.
You know, that's a good one. That's my definition, too. You didn't have to bail anybody out?
Yep.
Yep. Nope. Turned out great.
I'm gonna guess, Ashley, this morning we're going to talk about keeping your pets warm and protected in these cold temperatures. Is that what you had in mind?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay.
We touched on it briefly last week, Jack. The weather certainly is taking a turn for the worse, and certainly dogs that have, you know, a very thin or light hair coat are certainly vulnerable more so than the heavier coated dogs.
Sure.
And we talked yesterday or last week too about the temperature, at what point, you know, is it safe to be out and so forth. Well, no question about it. It's awfully dangerous to be out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably most folks, if they want to get their dog out for a little exercise, at least wait until we get to lunchtime, 1 o'clock, when the temperature is going to be the warmest. But protect their feet. You mentioned that last week. You know, those little booties, a lot of dogs will actually tolerate little booties that are specifically made to keep their feet covered, and of course the most vulnerable areas on the body for cold damage or frostbite are the tips of the ears and the toes, just like in people. The farther away from the heart you get, the less blood flow, and those areas are very, very vital to keep track of and watch. But for the most part, dogs, you know, obviously going to have to go out to eliminate, go to the bathroom, and you need to let them do that. But a lot of dogs also need to have a little exercise. So if you get them out, just keep them moving and don't stay out more than 10 or 15 minutes. As long as you're moving, chances are you're going to be okay. But
good.
Little dogs, chihuahuas, little tiny thin-coated dogs that don't have a lot of coat certainly need a sweater or a jacket if they'll tolerate it.
Okay. Anything else this morning?
Yeah. I printed out just a couple of quick questions here. I get questions every week just about, and I try to cover as many of these as I can.
Sure.
This one I printed out from Barbara in Winchester. She asked about, we talked last week about salt being an issue on dogs' feet. Once the salt trucks start coming and slinging salt on the sidewalks as they try to clear the roads, yes, that can be an issue. At this point, I don't know that we've had enough to really see many problems. But her dog apparently is still licking its feet. I think in this case, it's probably more related to allergy than it is anything else. So she needs to just talk to her vet and get that uncovered so that her dog can get a little more comfortable. The other thing, and I get this question almost every single week, Jack, is about food. There's so much confusion about pet foods.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many choices and so many different brands and flavors and this and that. It's your best advice, the best advice I can give you, because there's so many good ones, is to talk to your veterinarian. He or she can give you the most important choice for your specific dog based on their lifestyle. Don't listen to the teenager at the pet store, and absolutely don't believe anything you read on the internet. There's so much non-truth out there, and everybody's confused. Just ask your veterinarian based on your dog's or cat's lifestyle what's going to be best, because there's so many good choices.
Well, that's good. That's really good advice, and you're right. They're just it's very confusing now. You don't know what to give them.
It's overwhelming. There's, you know, so many different this, and, you know, this one's got this additive, and this one's got this much protein. One thing I will tell you is that it confuses the whole genre of these foods, is that so many of them like to boast that they are actually grain-free. Well, that's not really a big deal in animals. Dogs, cats don't get Graves' disease, or they don't get celiac disease or diverticulitis. It's just trendy to be grain-free, but really and truly, grains are a great source of nutrition, and your dog, for the most part, is not going to be allergic to grains. Dogs and cats are allergic to proteins, okay, not necessarily grains.
All
so
right.
just talk to your vet. That's the best advice.
Dr. Ash Key, thanks, sir. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you.